Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name is David Gibson, and today we're going to be talking about chakras, the notes, and especially the frequency of the chakras. We're going to be doing a couple of really cool meditations on chakras. But before, and our intention is that all chakras are humming simultaneously with the Kundalini energy flowing smoothly between them. Before we get started, let me tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. We do have our summer intensive. We might have one spot left coming up June 8th to the 18th, and that's 10 to 9:30 every day. We also have our next semester starting September 7th. It's for 3.5 months. And for both of those, half of the program is at the Institute and half is online. And we also, of course, have our full program online as well. You could just do it only online with live instructors or by video or combination. It's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And we have 12 instructors. It's very effective and profound program. So you could sign up for those anytime. The online classes, we start every week or two, so you can start that just about anytime. We also have the recording class starting again the week of June 28th. We wait until we see when people are available to schedule the one day a week for 2 hours, and then you have a lab for about 5 or 6 hours you have to do each week. And that's about how to run Pro Tools or any digital audio workstation as far as recording, mixing, and producing. We also have our Sound for the Brain conference. There's still free playback for another week and a half or so, or at least another week. And that's at, actually, here it is. Let me go ahead and share my screen. It's at GlobeSoundHealingConference.com/brain, right? And capital brain, capital B-R-A-I-N. And it's some really amazing presenters. Oh my God, we had 8,000 people already join the conference. And again, it's free playback. I do my presentation on binaural beats. Sanjay talks about all the microcurrents and even using light on the brain. Elizabeth Krasnoff gives you an overview of all the clinical papers on binaural beats and brainwave entrainment. Jeffrey Thompson's like the best researcher in the field on binaural beats. He's really incredible. And then I play a video from Tom Kenyon where he talks about the difference between channeling and the difference between being crazy. And also we go through all the different exercises he has in his book on using visualization in the brain to light it up. Tina Wong talks about her intuitive work with frequencies for the brain. Karen Newell has a whole company on binaural beats. Lee Gerdes has a whole system for finding the a rhythm that will actually entrain the right and left brain for you specifically. Dan Winter, he kind of goes off the deep end and talks about, you know, using binaural beats, but he also talks about using multiplying the golden mean by the Planck constant to get all of the frequencies for healing in the universe. He kind of is really out there, but really, really cool. Nina Krause is one of the top researchers there is for sound, more for music, for dementia, traumatic brain injury, language disorders. She's got over 150 clinical papers. Jim Doty talks about how compassion is really the answer. Jeffrey Martin maps out 5 states of higher consciousness that you can see with EEG, right? It's incredible, and different ways to access them. Alan and Brian are from the Monroe Institute. They talk about the work there. of using binaural beats. Jim Hartz got his whole system for finding the actual place where you are present. And Arslan talks about different aspects of reality. And Jennifer talks all about dream states and the like multiple aspects of dream states. Really interesting. And even does a meditation that takes you out. Right? So it's really fun. It's free. And just go to here to this site and you can register for free. Globe Sound Healing Conference /brain. GlobeSoundHealingConference.com/brain. So that's happening. We also have our therapy center where we're finding your home note. And a lot of people after the brain conference have scheduled sessions to find your natural rhythm of your brain for delta, theta, alpha, and beta, and gamma, where we tune the binaural beats precisely to you. And you can find that in the therapy center under soundhealingcenter.com, or actually just go to soundtherapycenter.com and that will get you there. And then you can scroll down. There's a lot of different treatments we have here. One is that we're talking about now is tuning the brainwave entrainment CDs tuned to you. Right? There's also the voice analysis that we do online as well. We can actually find exactly what's wrong with you. And that's really cool as well. We'll give you a CD or download in what is missing. So that's some of the treatments we're doing online right now. We also have our store at you can go to at soundoflove.com. And we've got over 300 instruments and technologies that you can check out. You know, all our CDs, we've got videos as well. We've got sound lounges, sound tables, and pillows, and dolphins, and all types of things to heal you and get you really high. We've got crystal bowls, alchemy bowls, Tibetan bowls. We have the quartzophone, which is like the crystal harp. We have chimes, gongs, tuning forks, all types of things. We also have the iCube, which is about, it's actually puts out a quantum field that will completely transform your space. Or the biomat, that is amethyst crystal mat. We have a device called the Gia Water Frequency Device that actually will imprint the Schumann resonance into your water. And it's really effective. Right? And then we also have sound chambers that we build any size, you know, to really get you really high. We've had a lot of downloads on how to build those. Sacred geometry, pendants and structures, and then also light and brain machines to light you up. Right? There's a lot on the site, right? soundoflove.com. So let's talk about chakra. You know, the traditional notes of the chakras are C, D, E, F, G, A, B. Right? And this is probably the number one thing that people subscribe to when it comes to chakras. Yeah. So let's play them. Right? Okay. So, these. Okay, so here's C, for the root chakra. D for the second chakra. The sacral, below the belly button. We have E for the third chakra, which is the solar plexus. F for the heart chakra. G for the throat chakra. A for the third eye. And B for the crown. Well, it bugs me that the crown is not, right? The octave, right? That the crown is actually the musical seventh, which is, you know, very unstable. That's the crown there. Right? It also bugs me that these don't sound good together. When you play them all at the same time. Later I'm going to play a meditation where I use, instead of whole notes, we have octaves for each of the chakras. And when you play them all together, they sound beautiful. Right? Now, also in other cultures, there's a system in China where they use F for the root chakra instead of C, right? And then there's also in Tibet a system where they use A for the root chakra, right? And around here, I've come to believe that when you find your home note where you're at peace, which we were just talking about for brainwave entrainment, that you actually, that is actually your root chakra. Because it's the fundamental frequency of you, which all the other chakras are based on. Right? So there's all these different systems that people have, and no one seems to agree as to what note is the root. Right? Now, so what I like to do is find it for yourself. Right? Takes a little work, right? But it's much easier instead of like subscribing to what someone else has said, right? I mean, who knows? Nobody even knows where this C to B thing came from that is apparently part of Sanskrit, right? So I feel it's much better to just tune in and find it for yourself. So I want to walk you through a meditation where we find the note or frequency of each chakra for ourselves. This meditation is really profound. It's really profound in that it gets rid of panic attacks. I learned this years ago when I had panic attacks, and I would do this meditation, and after it was over, not only was the panic attack gone, I was in bliss. And I was able to get rid of my Xanax and have no more fear of panic attacks. And eventually they are completely gone. Right? This is huge. I know someone that committed suicide years ago because of panic attacks. I mean, it's really debilitating for people. I know someone that was just in the hospital last year with panic attacks for 2 weeks, right? It's really serious, and this is so effective. Everybody that I've taught it to, it's worked completely. I'm not sure it would work for everybody, but goodness gracious, it's really worth a try. Okay? So let me walk you through it. Okay. So with each chakra, what we're really looking for is the actual frequency of that chakra, but also we're looking for either calming it down or activating it, depending on whether it's overactivated, so we can calm it down, or stagnant, so we can get it humming, right? In fact, there's a book by Sonia Choquette where she talks about multiple techniques to either calm or activate any chakra. So I have some questions for each chakra that are really, really helpful to tune into, right? To tell you whether you need to work in that area, right? Or whether you should spend some time there. For the root chakra, the question is, how grounded are you, right? How much are you in your body versus in your head? It's interesting the answers I get to this question over the last 10 years. I mean, some people are like, oh yeah, I do Qigong. I do yoga every day. I do hikes. you know, I'm in my body quite well. But more people, way more people say, oh yeah, I'm totally in my head. And it's like, you know, I'm in my head a lot, but I can get in my body really easily, right? Where some people have a hard time dropping down into feeling their body. And that's even more difficult, right? So this is a really excellent question to ask yourself. Okay, now for the meditation, what we're going to do is tune in to your root chakra at the base of your spine, or you could go a little lower down to the perineum. And imagine a little sphere of vibration vibrating at the base of your spine or lower. Right? You can go up and down in frequency, play with different notes, and try and just do it in your head first if you can. And find a note that just feels really grounding and nice, a low note that feels really grounding, right? So play with that and imagine that note, that sound, vibrating at the base of your spine. You can't get it wrong, right? If you have a hard time imagining frequencies, then what you can do is just make it out loud. Try. You could just go ahead and do it out loud. But then it's almost like you're just getting a vibration that's consistent at the base of your spine versus chaotic. So it's just humming. It's just humming, right? Okay. Imagine it vibrating now. Now, go ahead and make it out loud. Oh, it's actually lower than I can sing. Again, the note or the frequency is not critical. It's really about consistency versus chaos. Right? Okay, that's your root chakra. When you do this on your own, of course, you can do it much longer. Right? Okay, second chakra. Do you let go of emotions easily? Or do you hold on to them? This is really interesting, the answers I get to this question. It's like, commonly people say, I've learned finally to let go of them. Some people say, I totally let go and let it flow. And a lot of people say, no, I hang on to that. A guy like a few months ago, he says, oh no, I totally hang on to them. I'm like, okay, well, we need to work on moving the energy through those chakras. The second chakra is about water, right? The element of water. So we're going to try and get it to flow again, right? So I use like different instruments like rattles and shakers and anything to move the energy there, right? So often also, if you hold on to emotions, it affects your digestion. So I often ask that. And then another question is, how are you around sensuality, right? Are you just fine with your sensuality, or is there some blockages there or things that you know, cause issues, right? So find a note that feels right just below your belly button. And again, it's like a little sphere vibrating right below your belly button. Really nice vibration, consistent humming tone that's vibrating really peacefully. Consistent is the peace. Just play with the notes, find something, go up and down, play like, ooh, no, oh, no, boom, right? Play with different notes so you find one that works. And then make it out loud. Ooh. Ooh. Again, you don't need to match my note. You could just do any note, right, that you found, right? So it's really best to find your own. Ooh. Often when you're doing this, you might find that you've got a little buzz in that area. Like there's a little tension or a little, right? In that chakra area, or you're not feeling anything at all. There's no, I mean, so often, I often have to really get my root chakra going, because although it didn't take much, but often, you know, my root chakra is stagnant, right? So whether it's stagnant or activated, right, you're going to get it humming consistently. Okay. Third chakra. Are you above people where you're frustrated, upset, or even angry? Or are you below people where you're insecure or not good enough? Or are you equal to people in your power? This is really telling, right? So, of course, a lot of people oscillate between the three, right? If people are really cocky and above people, then I do a really calming, even more calming sound. But if they're below people, I actually have them do a really almost a scream of power, right? A full scream of power to really get back in their power. But if they're equal to people in their power, that's cool. That's the ideal, right? In your power, equal to others, right? Okay, imagine a frequency vibrating in your third chakra, right? At your solar plexus, right? And feel it vibrating consistently, a sweet, peaceful hum. And make it out loud. Okay, tune into your heart chakra. And ask yourself, how open is your heart? How much love do you have in your life these days? Really interesting when I ask people that, I can't tell, I found. It's surprising. I'll see people there right in front of me and I'm thinking, ooh, they're not very heart open. And then they go, I've got all this love in my life. I'm like, whoa, cool, really cool. So I can't really tell. Or I had this one woman last year, she's like, I don't know what love is. I've never experienced it. I'm like, holy moly, we're going to work on this one and get you to send the sound of love to your own heart, right? And it took a while, but we got her there, right? Okay, listen for a frequency humming consistently in your heart chakra. Beautiful. Harmonic hum. Play with the frequency up or down. See if you find one that feels a little better. And then make it out loud. That one can be really sweet. And then we got the throat chakra. Are you able to express yourself freely? This could be a problem for women, because men have been squashing women's throat chakras for tens of thousands of years. Not to mention these days, especially in other countries, but definitely throughout the U.S., really, throughout the whole world, right? Even men have trouble with their expressing themselves, because we don't have good mentors, you know, other than cocky ones, right? So, also, are you able to make sound freely? Right? This is really important if you have to focus on if you have a problem there. And listen for a frequency humming consistently in your throat chakra. Make it out loud. Again, notice what we do it silently and then we do it out loud. You could do either way, either whichever. I really like doing it silently a lot, right? But making it out loud is totally cool. Okay, third eye, how good is your intuition? Do you trust it? Is your third eye open where you can see energy? Right? Listen for the frequency humming consistently in your third eye. Might go up or down. Find a frequency that feels right. Make it out loud. Boy, it's high for me. Then crown chakra, are you able to connect to spirit at will? It's a really interesting answer to get to that one. Not very often does someone say they can't, right? If not, I'll ask about their spiritual practice, you know, to see where they're at and see. Often you can see if somebody's crown chakra is open because they're real sparkly, right? Real sparkly. I often get chills coming into my crown. And often the top of my head starts, I get like chills on the top of my head. Sometimes it goes all the way down through my feet, right? So listen for a frequency in your crown chakra. Again, it's a really high one. Play with it, feel, see if you can find one that feels right. We're doing this way too fast for probably a lot of people, but you get the idea. You can practice on your own. Take your time and find the frequency that works the best for you. Again, it's not about getting it right. It's more about consistent, stable tones as opposed to chaos. The problem with chakras is they get frazzled. They're not humming consistently. And you're getting that stability, which is the peace. So now you got peace in seven areas. Crown chakra frequency. Make it out loud. I can't do it. It's way too high for me. Higher than I can sing. Okay, now let's do a frequency sweep from the crown chakra down to the root and feel each chakra as you go. And then back up, do a smooth flow, feel each chakra as you go by. And then back down one more time. What's cool is when you do this sweep, you might notice that you're not feeling one chakra. Or there's a little, like I noticed my third eye's got like almost a little third eye headache when I went through. So that you can actually then stop and go back and do more work on that chakra with the consistent tones until you really get it humming. And then you do the sweep and it should flow smoothly between all of them, right? Where you can feel everyone and there's no tension or buzzes in any of the chakras. This is very cool. That just that right there would get rid of my panic attacks, right? Just doing that. And it's incredible. It's incredibly powerful. Now, you can also add colors to this. The traditional colors are red, for the root, orange for the second, yellow for the third, green, then blue, then purple, then violet. Although in Tibet, they have a different system that uses green for the root. What I like to do is actually try different colors for different chakras. Like I really like gold for the root chakra, or maybe you need a deep blue for the root chakra today. So try just like, okay, how's green for the root? How's blue? How's orange? Right? Go through them and see which one feels the best for you today instead of using the traditional ones, right? You can play with the traditional ones and those can be really, really helpful as well. But you know, find it for your own. The whole deal in the world is to empower yourself to be able to find frequencies and things that you like on your own. Because no one agrees with all these frequencies. And it's probably even different from person to person. So once you get empowered to know for yourself, you're on the way to being a medical intuitive, right? To being really intuitive so you can tune into all types of realms, right? Now, I like to do this silently before I get out of bed. Sometimes I'll do it out loud, but I mostly do it silently. And I go through each one, but I'm a little lazy because I'd rather do it silently, but it works well. But also I'm even lazier because what I do is I call in different higher beings for each chakra. I've got a map of ascended masters and archangels for each chakra that I've assigned for years. I've been working with them. And it's really cool. Doesn't mean you should use these. You could look up lists of archangels and ascended masters and see what resonates with each chakra. But let me just tell you what I got. I used Babaji for my feet, actually, and Raphael for the root chakra. I like the sound of Raphael, Raphael, right? Raphael's the healer archangel. And then I used Saint Germain with the purple flame because I've always seen purple and bring it into the second chakra. And whenever I bring it in, I see purple everywhere, so it kind of just goes through everything. And Kuan Yin, to bring in the compassion for all those times I'm a little emotional, right? And then for the third chakra, I use Archangel Michael. And he's really good because he's got a sword of love in case you're feeling a little too cocky. And in case you're not feeling good enough, he's got a sword of love, right? It's very cool. Kuan Yin for compassion for those times when I'm a bit too cocky or feeling not good enough, right? For the heart chakra, I use Christ energy, Mother Mary, and Kuan Yin. Oh my God, it's just a party, right? Just lights up my heart big time, right? And then for the throat chakra, I like St. Francis of Assisi, Mary Magdalene, and the Hathors. The Hathors are all about sound through the voice, right? And then for the third eye, I use Gabriel, Metatron, and Dijwakul. Dijwakul is the ascended master that Alice Bailey channels in her books. And I read Alice Bailey a lot, so I've got a really good connection to him. But Gabriel, oh my God, Gabriel, it's like every time I bring in Gabriel, I get a whole cocoon of white light around my whole system. Right? It's very cool. And then I use Thoth to go straight to spirit. And I've got this little dragon entity that helps me connect to spirit called Aragon, and a Native American entity called Eagle Heart. It's really a combination of everything. Eagle Heart's really grounded, totally heart open, full. I mean, just every chakra humming, right? So this is my whole array, and I'll call them in and just say, okay, go to work. They each have their own frequency, and they go to work on each chakra. And I just lay there and just experience whatever happens with all of them. And if I've got anything going on emotionally, it's gone, right? If I can't go back to sleep, I wake up, I'll just do this, and I'll go right back to sleep, right? I often do this before I get out of bed in the morning, and it's great because I get out of bed and I am just lit up, every chakra humming, right? It's very cool. If you think this is a little out there, don't tell anybody. If it resonates with you at all, play with it and see how it works. Okay. So that's the meditation. I would urge you to play with it, at least with the frequencies and finding the frequencies of each of the chakras. You know, there's one component that doing this is really cool, and I've talked about this, is when you tune into multiple things at once, it brings you out of your prefrontal cortex where you're worrying, right? Prefrontal cortex is focused on one thing. So when you tune into multiple chakras simultaneously, or multiple archangels and ascended masters, or multiple colors, so you're just laying there and not just going through them one by one, but when you're done with each chakra, you actually feel all of them simultaneously. That's the deal. We're going to do a meditation on that in just a bit. So, 'cause that takes you out of the prefrontal cortex into theta, which is the same state you're at when you're one with the universe, tuning into multiple things at once. Okay. Now, let's take a look at the different frequencies for chakras. It's interesting. I think of, there's all these different systems that are out there. And again, nobody agrees with anybody, right? I mean, even some of them, the lowest frequencies aren't even the lowest chakras, right? Look at this one, Simotherapy, 312 hertz is like the throat chakra, right? And so they're kind of all over the place. This is kind of a system I've come up with, between 20 and 60 for the root chakra. Oh, I like 30 for me. 60 to about 150 for the second chakra, which is, I like 100. Ooh. And about 150 to 250 for the third chakra. Ooh. And then 250 or 200 to 300 more for the heart chakra is what I hear. And then for the third eye, I mean, it's throat chakra. It's I go all the way up to 800 hertz, maybe around two. It depends if you're doing it with your voice or just listening. If you're listening, it's higher. Okay. And then for the third eye, I hear it around 3,000 hertz. But it's a full range between 500 and 5,000. And for the crown, I hear it around 10,000 hertz, between 3,000 and 20,000 could work for a lot of people. So there's a lot of different frequencies, and it's cool. You know, when you if you get into this meditation that we just went through, you can actually get the app called N, the letter N dash track tuner, and it will tell you what the note and frequency is of each chakra when you make it out loud. And that's very cool, because over time, I bet, well, what's happened for most people is it ends up being the same note and the same frequency, right? And then you can really pin it down and even use other instruments to help you access that chakra for you. And it's rarely C to B, right? In fact, it's hardly ever C to B. So it's very cool to find it on your own, right? Now, what I've done is I've come up with this meditation where each chakra is the same note at different octaves. You know, there's a school of thought that says that every frequency is a nutrient. And let's see if we're going to have time for this. 16. Yep, we do. We do. That every frequency is a nutrient. And so you need the full frequency spectrum to get all the nutrients in for all the cells of your whole body, right? So when you use an octave, the same note of seven octaves, you get just about all the full frequency range, right? Which is way better than just one octave of C to B, right? So there's that advantage. Also, what this meditation is about is tuning in to all seven chakras simultaneously, right? So we're not just going to do one at a time. We're going to add them, and so that you can tune into all seven. And again, that will take you into theta when you tune into multiple things at once, right? Which will get you in the zone big time. There's another thing that's really cool about this meditation, and that is I do a 5-minute fade on the home note at the end of it. And that is just like a crystal ball fading out. And it leaves you in a profound state of stillness. Also, I show the chakras based on this download I got years ago of showing the chakras based on the earth. So the root chakra is right at the core of the earth. The second chakra is a little wider, and then all the way. So the crown is at the actual surface of the earth. Actually, I might get up in the atmosphere just a little bit, right? So when you do this, you're mapping all the chakras, not only through the body, but also through the whole earth, which is very cool. And it actually, I think it helps the earth, right? Okay, so let me play this YouTube video that I did of the chakra guided meditation. And oh, by the way, you won't be able to hear the bass frequencies on your computer speakers. You're going to need headphones or regular speakers, because and the bass frequencies are really important. It's a root chakra, right? So you get your headphones or some speakers so you can hear it, because the computer speakers won't work very well. Okay. Okay. Enjoy. I'm going to stop it so I can get full screen here. Here we go. I think this will work better. Yep. Tune in to the root chakra. Your grounding, and connect your root chakra to the lowest frequency you can hear in this music. Bring that frequency into your root. Second chakra, while keeping the frequency of the first chakra going. The second chakra is your emotions and sensuality. The second chakra is an octave higher. Here both frequencies, lower and the higher. Both chakras at the same time humming. All three.
connected to. First chakra. And second. Third chakra. Your heart chakra. All going at the same time now. First chakra and second, third chakra, your heart chakra, fifth chakra, all five chakras at the same time now. First chakra and second, third chakra, your heart chakra, fifth chakra, third eye. First chakra and second, third chakra,
Hold that energy for as long as you can. Rest of the evening. Rest of the weekend. Through the week, next week, weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes, perfectly still. Take care.